Details of a £38 million investment in some of Bolton's most scenic locations have been unveiled. United Utilities is working on the project with construction company Warden Burke to build a network of storage tunnels between Firwood Industrial Estate, Bolton Arboretum and Longside Park in order to reduce the number of times that storm overflows operate in heavy rainfall, as well as to store untreated sewage during high rainfall. This will help reduce the spills happening at Longside Park and its arboretum. The details were displayed at an event at Harwood Methodist Church and sparked a lot of interest from the local community, who came to see how it would affect them. Alan Bruton, contract manager for Warden Burke, said, "The scheme will improve the water quality in Bradshaw Brook, along with the other schemes ongoing in the area. The benefit is that it will move 85% of the construction activity to the industrial estate, away from the Bolton Arboretum and Longside Park. We have worked with United Utilities to reassure the community, users of the park, including football clubs in the area, that the impact will be minimised." The water company has been working in the area since last June, putting in an underground storage tank to collect sewage and to ensure it does not spill into Bradshaw Brook. Access to Bolton Arboretum will be made bigger so that construction vehicles are off the road. Jane Wilcox, who runs two local community groups, Friends of Longside Park and Friends of Harwood, attended the display along with several of the group's members. She said, "I'm delighted that we will now have better access to these areas as a result of these improvements. Some of our members are now trained in river health reporting and water testing for invertebrates, as our Bradshaw Angling Club, who we have worked with to treat Japanese knotweed down Bradshaw Brook. Although this is a testing time, we should all have a healthier environment and cleaner water as a result." The tunnels will be able to store more than 3,500 cubic metres of stormwater, the equivalent of nearly 1.5 Olympic-sized swimming pools. A tunnelling machine will be used to create the huge storage tunnel, and the project will improve water quality in Bradshaw Brook. The park and arboretum will both remain open to the public throughout the construction, but there will be footpath diversions and alternative access arrangements. Jane said, "Last year we worked with United Utilities to design paths for people as alternative driveways, and these will be well used. The companies we talked to at the meeting were helpful in wanting to optimise people's use of the area during the difficult times, knowing that the two sewage overspill outlets are in great need of remediation."